go engage with the community, and then in turn, if you're good enough, they'll tell you. If not, then they'll show you. That's the key thing. You can't audit it if people aren't watching. So obscurity is the problem.
I've always felt immense fear.
I was born with cerebral palsy.
I have always felt small.
I was told not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to see.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt.
We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up.
Use their voice
and make an impact in this world.
You're listening to The Weekly Parody.
Hey, welcome to today's episode. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We have a short interview. It's about 15, 20 minutes, but I want you to pull out a pen, paper, you know, those old school things, notes on your phone, whatever you do. I spoke with Richard Moore out in London about how to build an audience. This was from a summit I hosted a few months ago, but I wanted to reshare this interview because it was so powerful, so powerful. And when I say build an audience, I am not just talking about quantity. You can gather a whole bunch of people, but if those people are not converting, if you're not doing a good job at conveying your message and accurately portraying whatever it is you want them to do, you are wasting your time. So I'm not talking about just growing numbers on Instagram or social media. I'm talking about building a quality tribe that converts. Richard Moore is a startup consultant, investor, and sales coach. After building companies from the trenches up, he now created his own company to help others get massive traction as they launch their own businesses. I love this interview with Richard, but before we get started, if you have not subscribed to this podcast, make sure you hit that button. And if you have been listening for a while, I would love if you left an honest review. All right, let's get into this interview with Richard Moore.
As of a few weeks ago, I'm 38, so I'm not kind of a young spring chick in the the whole thing now. I'm kind
no
of
judgment.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. So the reason why I said that is we've connected over a mutual contact who has an entrepreneur before 25 as a brand, mm-hmm. but I managed to muscle my way on her podcast a while back. So I went to university, a very linear education. I went and started wearing a suit and had a sales job in London. And worked in a corporate world and did really well for about 10 years. And then I decided to leave that. So it's not rags to riches. Things were going very well. It just wasn't a sustainable approach to how I live. At one point, I was working almost 80-hour weeks. And it was a very, very detrimental to my health. So I decided to move into consulting. I actually randomly decided to also launch two Taekwondo academies as well, because, you know, you've got to stay busy, right? I launched a consultancy that delivers sales and leadership training to corporates. So that's what I do a lot of in the city still. I also run a startup consultancy, so I deliver a lot of coaching to startup owners, from which I kind of use that as my scouting vehicle for businesses I invest in. So some of the startups I invest in, it's only good due diligence when you coach the owner of the company. And as you rightly said, it was back in July this year we launched the events business. So Entrepreneur Business Live is every month in London. One is next week. Chilan is talking, our mutual friend. And in January, we're launching in New York City to start the US event. So non-stop every day doing lots of fun stuff. Hope that helps.
Well, congratulations to you for building such an incredible thing. I know that wasn't easy, but wow, that is so impressive. Yeah. So this kind of leads us into building something. This is our topic for today,
absolutely.
Building an audience. We have so many people feel so much frustration because I don't know about you, but sometimes you just
put your heart and your soul so much time into delivering and putting content mm-hmm. out there, and then you don't see a lot of results. So first question is, and these are actual questions from our audience.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Yes, these are actual questions. One of them is, how do we determine we are on the right track? When you're not seeing those results, how do you know you're on the right track?
Absolutely brilliant question. And the reason why it's brilliant is because usually there's a cliche answer, which is often the wrong answer, in my opinion. The cliche answer is just keep going and you'll get there in the end, which is really dangerous advice. It's dangerous advice, not to lower aspirations, dangerous advice if you're not auditing the direction you're going in. If you just think that if you continue to do it and you keep plugging away, you'll eventually get there, that doesn't mean it will work. Because otherwise, we'd all eventually become millionaires and everything would work out. It doesn't work like that. You have to look at the detail. Probably 95% of the people that this question represents are producing some wonderful content, have epic products and lovely services for everyone to engage in. Their problem isn't what they're producing, it's the distribution of that. And I did a talk about this last week. The biggest problem for these startups and for those who are producing content that has no traction is obscurity, not quality of content. And the mistake people make is thinking, well, maybe I could up the production, or there's a lot of people who are like, well, why don't we bring in a brand developer to make sure our brand looks good. That's all lovely, but it doesn't have any scratch of an impact compared with the focus on making sure you're engaging with the right people and you're doing the right thing, as in getting feedback from them. So to answer this question directly, how do you know if you're on the right track? It's by getting lots of feedback from people that you are. So that asks the question, so how do you get lots of feedback and engagement from people? Mm-hmm. It's by spending time away from your content and away mm-hmm. from your product and service. Get out of the garage, get away from behind the keyboard and go into where the people are. Engage with people manually, mm-hmm. one-on-one. Yes, that takes time, but even 5 people a day, to just engage with them, get into their world, speak to them on their threads, on their comments, in forums and so on. 5 a day is 150 a month. Think about it. Now we're talking about almost, 1,800 a year. Over time, people will engage with you more and more, and that's how they get to know about what you do.
Yeah.
One of my big successes this year was with LinkedIn. Okay, I was on it 10 years, but then in March, I started producing content for LinkedIn. So I put out something every day. And without question, plenty of that content is average to look at because it's me sitting in a chair just like this talking. But the reason why I know I'm on the right track is because of the feedback, because in turn, I've spent a lot of time engaging one-on-one with people who I know would be relevant to that space. Go engage with the community. And then in turn, if you're good enough, they'll tell you. If not, then they'll show you. That's the key thing. You can't audit it if people aren't watching. So obscurity is the problem.
That's so good. Now that actually leads into another question, because you mentioned LinkedIn, you mentioned engaging with people. Where do you engage with people? There's so many platforms, and I know people get overwhelmed with all the opportunity to engage.
Yes.
How do you, and I know that someone on your video earlier mentioned Gary Vee. You know, Gary kind of preaches be everywhere all the time. And we hear some people say no, niche down into like one place or 2 places. What's your take on that?
Yes, good question. You need to operate in your niche to begin with. So the thing you do, jump into groups and forums and whatever that are relevant there, and engage with people on the ground, mutual friends who are are naturally inclined to be interested in your kind of thing. So if you're in the hairdressing space, then you would go to groups relevant to that, the latest techniques and so on, and engage in that niche first. So I think that's very, very important. I think when you're looking at how, I'm just trying to remember what your question was exactly. If you could read.
Picking a platform. There's so many opportunities.
There is. I think it's important to share that that the world will keep turning if you don't answer all of the questions. You do have to sleep at times. Yeah. And, you know, it's different for every person. You have to really kind of think about where your demographic is. The mistake is to try and think you might be able to work out which platform is best. You need to go try them all. There was about, you know, 6 months ago, I was on Vero trying that out because you never know. LinkedIn, I'm glad I'm on it and doing stuff. And I called this a year ago because I knew it was going to absolutely explode. Go on a platform where you can find your people. If you're B2B, LinkedIn is without question, by a light year, it is the place right now to be. If you're B2C, sure, Facebook and Instagram as well. In my opinion, those three together are the ones that make the big difference for me. I have extras, there's a newsletter, there's a podcast and so on, but those three platforms work best. But to be more specific, Heather, but within that, those platforms, it's the DM channel. That's huge. It really is massive, and it's more important than you realize, because yes, there's commenting on people's threads and other people's conversations and being part of that. But when you go to the DM level with people, yes, it's one person at a time, but that's the real platform where the proper connections are made. And I was on a conversation earlier today with someone in Australia that we had connected in that way through content, through posts, through DMs and that. But then moving from DMs through to conversations to a one-on-one chat, that is where you really build meaningful relationships. And she has a following of 17,000 people. Who knows what might come out of that? So the platforms kind of don't matter as much as your conduct within them.
That's so good. You know, and someone else asked, and this goes right along with it, yes, is in the midst of engagement, in the midst of building this tribe, this authentic relationships, how do we balance providing value and also going for the ask?
Yeah, good question. Well, you mentioned Gary Vaynerchuk, who is possibly on the shelf over there. Is that the famous ask, 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 jab, 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 right, hook thing? The idea being that you ask three times, then you jab. If you're trying to be commercial, if you'd like to ask someone for, to go on a consulting call, for example, or something like that, a great way to operate is to focus on value without agenda, or help without agenda outwardly as your approach. So their perception is you're just helping them and nothing else. If you're good enough, then people will, as I call it, they will come into orbit around you. They'll keep consuming your content. So all content continually provides value all the time. When you get a compliment from someone, so when you maybe get into DM level, so you're now messaging a bit, and they're like, do you know what? That's a really great way of putting it, Richard, or I never thought of it that way. That's really, oh wow, that's really inspired me to make a change. That's your cue to ask. Those that are nervous about this, go for a second cue. This is just practical advice. I remember giving this to Chilan as well, actually, on her podcast. But the idea is that if you want to have the ask validated, so if you don't want to feel nervous or like you're going to piss them off or something, if you want to say it and get to the result you want, you need to have that compliment first. So when they give you that, that's them basically saying, this value is really popping for me right now. And then that's your opportunity to go, well, how about this? Would you like to explore this? That's how I would do it. That's how I started my consulting to begin with. It's a practical way to earn the right to be able to ask. So it's not necessarily jab, 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 right hook. For some, it's jab, 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 right hook. For others, it's jab, right hook. And that's not the person doing the right hook. That's because of the person they're engaging with, because of people, right? Everyone's different. So I have clients right now that I closed the day I met them. I have clients that took 6 months because that's how long they take. So jab, 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 right hook is a wonderful notion. And obviously I'm not going to disagree with Gary Vaynerchuk so much, but my revisionist version is jab as much as you need, then right hook, because the individual views the world differently, and some people have been burnt before and they need to be warmed up more. Yeah. Some people are like, let's go, and that's just personality, right? Hopefully that answers your question.
It does. I've never heard anyone say the whole compliment thing, but it makes complete sense. It's so good.
That's my practical way of doing it. Yeah,
I love that, Richard. This has been so valuable, and I have one more question for you.
Go for it.
Before I do that, I'd love just to give you a chance to share where people can connect with you online.
Sure. So the best place to find my kind of hub of everything is therichardmoore.com. sounds really self-indulgent, but it's because richardmoore.com was taken. I tried to buy it, but the guy wouldn't let me. So the Richard Moore, M-O-O-R-E.com. From there, if you scroll down, firstly, it's my newsletter, but there's also all of the channels where you can find me. I strongly urge people to hook up with me on Facebook, because on Facebook, it's facebook.com/richardmoore.official. From there, we've got the Entrepreneur Business Group. On Facebook, there's 3,500 people in there, and we stream our live shows in it as well. So the speakers, for instance, for New York and London at my events, they're all streamed exclusively to those groups. And anyone who's on LinkedIn, well done, because you should be right now. Without question, it should be part of your suite of platforms you're working with. Hook up with me there. I'm just Richard James Moore.
Wonderful. All that will be linked up. And so our very last question, Richard, let's say you had an audience member right now who's listening, sitting right next to you, and they are just beginning their journey of building an audience. You've talked about engagement. You've talked about jab, jab, jab as long as you need to. You've talked about being aware of what platforms you use, trying different methods to see which ones work.
Yeah.
With all that in mind, what is one more thing that you would advise that person sitting next to you who is just starting off?
Yeah, it's a good question, actually, because I want to pick about six things, Heather. But if I can only pick one, off the top of my head, I would say make sure that consistency is a nice, cute thing to say, but practical consistency. What it looks like is every day, I would recommend that you set yourself a little target. It might even be 3 or 5, but set yourself a target every day of a number of brand new connections that you connect with. You never know where it will lead. Here's why, if I can add to it. If I connect with 5 people in a day, start by commenting on their stuff. Then when they see I'm there and comment back, then send them a connection request with a message saying, hey, I loved that post earlier or whatever. Hope you're well. And just have a conversation. No gaming, no selling, just conversation. Do that 5 times a day. Some people will just take. Some people will ignore you, but a load will be really engaged. If I did even 3 a day, then that's a load in the month. That's 90 people in the month. From those people, the thing you've got to remember is that, yes, you might close deals with some of them or get opportunities or collaborate or whatever, but they all have networks.
Yes.
And the moment you do something with them, like I am here with you, for example, you leverage each other's network as well. So the sum is worth way more than you'd realize than the parts, because you get so much from it. So the advice directly is each day, make sure you connect with 3, maybe 5. I did 20 to start with. It was insane. But 3 or 5 new people a day who are in your space, maybe some mutual friends and some reason why you could connect. Do it every day. It's really good practice, because even if nothing's going well in your life, you never know who's around the corner and something new will pop out.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in Unconventional Leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.